welcome to the All Things Overlanding podcast. My name is Fletch, and I'll be your host. Are you ready for some great overlanding content? Then let's get into it. Hey guys, Fletch from All Things Overlanding here. On today's episode of the podcast / vlog, apologize for the smoke. Thought it'd be cool to sit on the other side of the fire, and now that I'm recording, it's non-stop smoke. Good idea in theory. Anyways, on today's episode, it is the day after Thanksgiving. It's Friday, the 28th of November, 2020. I'm sitting out in Hoosier National Forest. The weather, as you can see, I'm wearing a t-shirt. The weather is perfect. About 48, 50 degrees. It's really nice out. I've got this amazing fire going that's keeping me nice and warm. I've got some beer to drink later. Set up the tent, shot some videos. It's been a great trip so far. So on today's episode, I just wanted to talk through winter camping. I've heard people from both sides of the aisle that say, it's the worst thing ever. Why would you leave your nice warm house when, you know, you have a furnace and nice blankets and stuff at home? Why would you want to go submit yourself to being frozen and cold and sleeping in a tent outside when you don't have to? And then there are people that are like me that are like, oh, I love it. It's the best time of year to camp. I love going in the winter. I'd rather go in the winter than the summer, that kind of thing. So I'm going to kind of talk through both sides of that. And if you are one of those people that is anti-winter camping, I hope that by the end of this, you'll see some benefit and maybe even want to give it a try. And if you are someone that likes winter camping, you know, I'd love to hear from you guys in the comments, because there's probably some stuff I'm going to miss. There's probably some stuff that, that you guys have thought about that maybe I haven't. So definitely post up down below and let me know. If you're new to the channel, again, my name's Fletch. This is All Things Overlanding. Basically talk a lot about overlanding stuff. I have an Xterra, so there's a lot of content about Xterras. Do-it-yourself modifications to your vehicle and your gear, and then also gear reviews. So tons and tons of stuff. Also some trip reports here and there when I can get out on an actual trip. This weekend I'm just camping. So if you haven't already, click that subscribe button down below. I'd love to have you as part of the family. And then go over through the links below and go to Facebook and Instagram and follow me over there as well. Also, if you like podcasts, I'm on all the major podcast channels as All Things Overlanding. So before we dive too far into the episode, did just want to really briefly touch on my featured partners. Overland Addict basically sells everything to do with overlanding. Amazing, amazing guy, amazing shop, tons of cool things, great deals. Check him out in the description below. Last US Bags, another amazing company that makes overlanding bags. So everything from tool rolls to trasheroo style trash bags for the outside of your vehicle to like great things for carrying cooking gear or tools or just about anything. So check them out down below in the description as well. And then More Expo. This thing is coming up in February 2021, so we're only a few months away. I'm getting super excited. It takes place in Missouri, and it's going to be amazing. There's some great trails around there. They've done a ton of pre-work to kind of like give you some idea of good trails to hit while you're there. And it's going to be a two-day event where they have tons of vendors where you can check out gear and stuff in person that you may be thinking about buying. So definitely want to check that out. Get your tickets through the description, link in the description below. And then last but not least, Northology Adventures. Awesome free digital overlanding magazine. So click through that link in the description below, scroll to the middle of that page that you land on, and sign up for the digital magazine there. It's totally free. So without further ado, let's dive into the winter pros and cons.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
All right, guys. So as I mentioned, on today's episode, we're going to be talking about winter camping and kind of the pros and the cons, and I'm going to try and sway you. I'm going to try a little bit. If you're not a winter camper, I'm going to try and show you the benefits of going in the winter, because I personally think it's the best time to camp, hands down, the best time. So I'm going to break it up into a couple of different sections here, right? I'm going to talk about pros and cons of all these things, but I'm going to start with traffic, right, like how many people there are. Then I'm going to move on to bugs and critters and things like that. And then I'm going to end with Just like comfort and, you know, like that thing that everybody is always talking about where they're like, oh, it's too cold. No, I don't want to sit out there and be miserable. All that good stuff, right? So let's start first with traffic and or, you know, people. How busy is the forest? This is a big pro for winter camping. So again, if you're into winter camping, I've been down here even as recently as about a month ago. So October, probably, I came down and went camping. But I mean, I went to four or five of my favorite spots and every single one was taken. This one that I'm in right now was taken last time I was here. It was the first one I hit, totally full of people. So in the summer and especially even into the fall, it gets super, super busy, at least here in Hoosier National Forest. And I imagine it's the same at most of these national forest and dispersed camping areas. However, as soon as the temperature drops below like 50 degrees, people just kind of are like, you know, they're all like, this is good. I'm not going to go out there. It's too cold. So again, I was out here about a month ago, and it was packed. I mean, I almost had to go home and without a spot because I couldn't find a place to camp. Today now, I came out here, the very first spot I checked out, totally empty. I drove past a number of spots, totally empty. I've seen like two people out here the whole time that I've been. And I maybe heard like two or three cars drive by. It's middle of the afternoon here on a Friday, so there should be some traffic going through, but I maybe heard two, maybe three cars drive by. I hear one right now. But so there's almost no one out here. It's super quiet. There's not, you know, gunfire going off all the time. There's not people yelling. There's no music. It's just dead quiet. You can bring a book. You can, you know, download some shows to your phone if you want to just get away and kind of relax. Watch some shows on your phone or an iPad or a laptop or something like that if you download them ahead of time. Read a book. Enjoy being out in nature. Again, it is the day after Thanksgiving. It's November 28th. And it's about 50 degrees here. I'm in a t-shirt. It's beautiful. Sitting by this fire, though, feels amazing, right? Like, it's just amazing to be sitting by a fire when it's just a little bit nippy, when it just gets a little bit cold. It's just, the fire feels better than it ever has any other time. Like, in the summer, the fire is uncomfortable. A lot of the times, it's just miserable being around a fire. So that is a big pro for sure. So there's not very many people out here. You're not going to have all the distractions and the noises and things like that when you like you typically would in like summer and fall. Also, as opposed to spring, it's not rainy. It's pretty nice out. It's drier temperature or drier climate, less chance of rain. There's just a lot of advantages to winter from a traffic standpoint. So next, let's talk about bugs and critters and things like that. So a lot of the folks that I talk to, my wife included, that don't like to go in the winter and think I'm crazy for going in the winter, they also, at the same time, though, hate going in the summer and the fall because there are so many bugs. You're getting bit constantly. You have to spray on nasty-smelling bug spray, and just it's kind of miserable, right? The ticks are really bad in Indiana. They get really bad in the winter or the summer and the fall. And then critters too, like there are coyotes howling every night. There's this pond that I'm by a pond right now is full of frogs, and all night long it's just nonstop noises. And a lot of those are peaceful. Like I like those noises, but not everybody does, right? Not everybody wants to come out here and be like they're in the middle of a giant sound machine. So in the winter, for sure, they're the biggest thing. I mean, my biggest thing personally is I hate bugs. Like, I'm fine with them. I go in the summer, I go in the fall. I love camping enough that I overcome it, but I just despise them. I hate getting bit up. I hate having to look for ticks every time that I leave the forest. It's just annoying, right? But so you come out here in the winter and it's just dead peaceful, dead quiet. You don't have any of that stuff anymore. You don't have any of the animals anymore. It's so nice. So that is another big pro for winter camping. All right, so that kind of covers the bugs and critters part of this thing, right?
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
So last, I wanted to talk about sort of just like comfort. How comfortable is it when you're out here? Why would you want to go in the winter? How can you make it fun instead of sort of miserable and freezing cold? You know, that is a con for a lot of people. A lot of people see that as a big, huge con, that they're afraid they're going to be cold. They're afraid that they're going to wake up in the middle of the night and be freezing and, you know, that it's just going to be miserable. And here's what I will tell you. So it starts with clothes, right? Like dressing appropriately makes a huge difference. And this took me a long time to learn because I've just never been a big one to spend like a ton of money on clothes. I don't buy like North Face stuff. I don't want to spend a ton of money on like the really expensive but really nice gear typically. And you don't have to do that. I'm not saying that you have to go spend a ton of money and buy super high level gear, right? But if you dress appropriately, even with cheap stuff, and you layer up, then you can be super comfortable even in like 10, 15 degree weather. So what I do is I actually will, so under my shoes right now, I've got a pair of just like ankle high, like my normal socks. And then over that, I've got wool socks. My feet right now are toasty warm. Like I'm not cold at all. And most of the time at night, I can sleep like a baby and I have no problems with like getting cold. Cause if your feet get cold in the winter, you're kind of done. Once my feet get cold, I'm kind of miserable all night and I'm moving around and just like nothing is good anymore, right? It's no good. But so I've got wool socks on over regular socks underneath of here. And then under these, my, you know, like camping pants, if you will, I've just got like a regular $6 pair of sweatpants from Walmart. That's all that it is. Just another pair of sweatpants underneath of my regular pants. But by double layering that, like my legs are perfectly fine too. Like I'm warm as can be. And then up top, of course, right now it's warm. It's like 50 degrees and I'm sitting next to a fire, so I feel great. As it starts to cool off though, again, layers are the key, right? So I've got a long sleeve shirt that can go on over my t-shirt, and then I've got a fleece long sleeve quarter zip that will go over top of that. And then I usually bring like a down jacket. Like I have an old North Face that I got 10, 15 years ago from my mom for Christmas. That's beat up, and I use it to when I do oil changes in the winter and stuff on the truck. But it's really warm. So I have that old beat up jacket, and I just bring that as a backup. Also, when you're sleeping, similar to the clothes thing, if you bring the right gear, it makes all the difference. If you grab a sleeping bag that's a 50 degree bag, and you go out in the winter and it's 10 degrees at night, you're gonna be cold. Like that is not gonna keep you warm. So I have a Coleman 0 degree bag. I'll put a link to it down below in the description. And then I also have a wool blanket, and those two combined and throw in some chemical hand warmers, I can sleep like a baby all night long. Recently I picked up a Mr. Buddy heater, and I'm kind of excited about that to have like ambient heat around me instead of like all the heat being on the inside. And if you're like your sleeping bag slips down a little bit, then you're cold and you wake up and you have to shift a little bit. So I have the Mr. Buddy heater that I'm going to try out tonight in the tent to see how that does. But again, like if you just bring a couple chemical hand warmers and dress correctly and bring the right gear to sleep in, you can sleep like a baby at night. There's no reason that you have to have like a teardrop camper with a heater or anything like that. Those are nice, but you don't have to have it to have fun in the winter. And again, talking about the comfort stuff, as I mentioned earlier, the fire, right? I love a campfire. I love the smell of it. I like making it. I like collecting the wood. I just enjoy having a fire. And in the winter is when you really recognize the benefits of that fire. Like in summer, again, it's uncomfortable. It's awful. Like a lot of the times you have a fire mainly just to cook or even just for light at night, but you don't want to be anywhere near it. Yeah, I mean, I'm 3 feet away from this thing right now. I'd be in the summer, I'd be 10 feet away from that fire because I'd be sweating, right? It's miserable. But in the winter, you can adjust. Again, you can adjust your layers so you can always get warmer, right? And that fire, one, when you're collecting the firewood and doing the work to put together the fire, that's heating up your body, core temperature. It's keeping you warm. It's keeping you occupied. It's you know, burning up time. And then once you get that fire going, again, it just feels so good. It's such an accomplishment, and it just feels great. It's the best fire you've ever had when it's really cold outside in the winter. So again, I personally just really enjoy that. And maybe I'm a weirdo, right? Call me a weirdo if you want. But I really just love camping in the winter and the warmth of the fire and, you know, the quiet of nature. So again, if you are one of those people that has in the past been like, nope, never get me out there, you know, think about your gear. Make sure that you've got the right stuff, because yes, you can have a really bad experience. If you go out there and you're not prepared, it can be a miserable night. Another tip, worst case, and I've done this 2 or 3 times in the last 4 years probably, there have been some nights that got down to like -5, -10. And back then I was not really prepared for that. Again, that was before I even like started layering stuff up. And you can sleep in your vehicle. Like I've done that again 2 or 3 times probably. I've just sat in the driver's seat and tilted the seat back and turned on the heater and run it all night. If it's the difference between like hating yourself or just being fine and wussing out a little bit, then there's nothing wrong with that. If it gets that cold that you just can't take it, you don't have to just keep staying there and be miserable all night. You could even leave if you needed to. Like again, if it gets so bad you could leave and you can go home. There's nothing stopping you from doing that. I've never had to do that yet, again, because you can always get warm, and absolute worst case, you could get into the vehicle and turn it on and heat it up. But so again, I hope that those points were helpful for you. I hope that kind of shows you some of the pros of going camping in the winter. And again, like, if you have had some bad experiences in the summer or the fall where you go out and you drive around and you can't find a spot, or you get a really crappy spot that's like right on the road, or it's just not like beautiful, and like I'm 200, 300 feet from the road right now, through the National Forest where I am, and there's just nobody, no traffic, no noises, nothing. It's beautiful. So if you've had some bad experiences with that, try late fall, early winter at least. Just go out once when it's like 40s, 50s, 60s, and I promise you there'll be less people out there. You won't have the bugs and the critters, and you'll just, if you bring the right gear, you'll be comfortable and you'll have a great time. So again, thank you for listening. If you're listening on the podcast, thanks for watching. If you're watching on YouTube, if you don't already, definitely click that subscribe button down below. Check out the description for links to Facebook and Instagram and the podcast, or vice versa, YouTube if you're on the podcast. There's also a link to the store where I sell patches and stickers. So if you like the content, you like the channel, I'd love to sell you a sticker or a patch, something that you can put on your rig to kind of show your support, and I would appreciate it. So again, thank you for watching. Thanks for listening. We'll look forward to talking to you next week, and post up in those comments below, and I'd love to chat with you. So take care. Talk to you later.